This week's episode is brought to you by that Ken Burns country music documentary. I mean, not really, but I want to see it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool, though, if we did get sponsored?
Never. Seriously, like, nerd raging when my computer just kept freezing. Like, I would just be like, like, getting just so fucking angry. Like, I would just go to open an email and it would freeze. I'd go to do something else, it would freeze. I'm just like, I hate my life.
I fucking hate it when technology fails, which is so great about the fact that my internet never works. So, I never have to worry about that.
What are you talking about? MediaCom is the greatest. Oh, that's what the ad should have been. Just like, this week's episode is brought to you by MediaCom Internet.
Or this week's episode is brought to you by, there's no chance that this episode actually comes out the day that it's supposed to, because there's no way my internet actually allows me to send this file to Steve.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll see how that works tonight. So yeah,
probably terribly.
So yeah, we'll see if people are hearing this on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Otherwise, it's going to be Thursday night, but we'll see. Hello, welcome to the Hodge Podcast, the official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin and lover, Kevin Hodge.
Yo! Sup! Yo.
This week, we couldn't think of anything to do because we were both super busy and didn't have time to really put together a full thing about an artist that we like.
Turns out, work is a lot.
It's time consuming?
Yeah, no, it turns out work takes up most of your waking life.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who would have thought? So we just decided, like, oh, let's just do another one where we go back and reach into the vault of artists that we've already done. But it was back when the podcast was far inferior to what it is now.
Are you sure?
It's about a half step up from drowning to still drowning.
Yes.
But we figured, hey, let's do Brad Paisley. And since I'm a huge fan of him, I know all of his, like, backlog and his, you know, B-sides and all the hits and singles and shenanigans and whatnot. So I was like,
I also like Bard Parsley.
So I was like, yeah, I'll put together a top list. But then I realized that I had like 20-something songs on it. I was like, all right, screw it. We're going to do it in two. So today we're doing Brad Paisley from 1999 to 2007. And then either next week or just a future week when we can't think of anything to do, we're going to do Brad Paisley from 2008 to 2019. So, yeah, let's, guess we could just hop straight into it, because we don't have anything really to rant about, because we spent all day yesterday ranting about football and things that angered us, so.
Yeah, and, I mean, we'll talk about, you know, we can talk about the newer music. I mean, Cody Jinks had some singles come out, so we'll talk about that later,
yeah.
But, I don't know, there's been releases, you know, so it's not like there hasn't been anything going on. But I don't know. It just kind of seems like there's not a whole lot of things going on. Maybe it's just because I don't care about a lot of things that I don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say there was some sort of awards that happened again, or, like, nominations came out, like, something. But I got no idea. I really don't.
We could talk about how Luke Combs is letting his 6-year-old niece design his fucking album covers.
All right. Like, honestly, nothing really needs to be said other than, what the fuck, man?
Yeah,
I remember. What are you doing?
Well, because let's see, his first EP was the little, probably a picture of himself in like a overalls and a cowboy hat, and then
see, but that was honestly fine.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And then went to Dip Can, which was dumb, but it's whatever.
That was also clever and better than the fucking, I mean, better than what he's got now.
Yeah, it was well made and whatever. And then it goes to Used to
the
You.
Hurricane
just
album cover, the single cover, was incredible.
Single. Yeah, that's awesome. But then it was like Used to You, which was him just standing in a backyard. And I was just like, all right, that's kind of weird. And then it was his first album, which was, I remember when we first saw it. I'm pretty sure we talked about it on the podcast. We're like,
oh, we did.
What Like, what the fuck is this stained glass dumb, like, shit? Like, it was atrocious. Because
it was supposed to look like stained glass, but it really didn't look like stained glass.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It looked like a bad... It looked like a college kid put it together who's learning how to use Illustrator. But, and then his prequel one came out, which was just a picture of him from a performance or whatever, and it looked fine. But yeah. Then I saw it looks like his album is just going to be those songs plus more, because the EP of those five songs turned into the new album cover on my iTunes. So...
Oh, man.
So, looks like he's disappointing us with that again, so, hooray.
Disappointed!
But, yeah.
Yeah, anyway. I just, honestly, the thing that bugs me the most about this new album cover of his isn't even the terrible, like, child painting drawing of him, or the, like, looks like a child did the block letters for him, mm-hmm. his name and the album title. It's honestly the color of that background. That weird gray fucking... Yeah. It makes no sense. It's such a shitty color. It's such a shitty album cover. I don't understand it. And I don't really care about album covers because they're pretty irrelevant to the music itself, except for the fact that I... very much appreciate good album art. Like, when there's a really good album cover, yeah. I love it. There's a lot of album covers I don't give a shit about, but really good ones are great. But apparently it turns out really, really bad ones also make me feel very strongly, but just very strongly about how much I hate them.
Yeah, well, because it was like back when I actually wrote articles on our website, you did the like your favorite album covers that are out, and there's so many quality ones that have
Shane Smith and the raised. Saints have fucking incredible album covers. Cody Jinx has incredible album covers.
I love that Cody Jinx's are all hand drawn. They all look so cool.
Yes, and I like both of the album covers that are going to be on the new ones that are coming out.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, one thing that I also like is Brad Paisley's are all just pictures of himself, so that's wonderful. But
yes, very unique there, Bard.
I know, right? But yeah, let's hop into our my favorite. I put the list together, but it's in no order specifically. We're not like with Eric Church. We put together two separate lists, and then did our top 10. But this, we're just going in order by discography of songs that are on each album that you should listen to. So first up is from his Who Needs Pictures album, which had looks like two number one hits on it, which were He Didn't Have to Be and We Danced. The other singles were Me Neither and Who Needs Pictures, but the not single that you should be listening to off of it is Holding On to You.
But every now and then I nod, and I pretend to pay attention, and I say things like, uh-huh, yeah, you're right, and are you kidding? And I laugh when it seems like the right thing to do. It's hard to hold conversation, holding on to you.
I love this one because it's one of those where it's like he's going out on a date, but it's obviously too soon, because it's just like, because the line in the chorus is it's hard to hold a conversation when I'm holding on to you, and it's just like this really cool thing, and it's just like about how, like, oh, she's, you know, telling stories and stuff, and I just kind of nod along like, oh yeah, like just trying to move on, but just it struggling to do so. And it's just a really cool kind of story in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, OG Paisley has a really great sound. I'm a huge fan of just the general aesthetic on his older albums.
Yeah. So I don't have to keep going back and forth from the video of you. I'm just trying to hold it up on my iPad. Brad Paisley discography. Boom, America. But yeah, I don't know if you had anything else to add to that one. That song.
It is a song, and it includes music.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the only one really from the first album that I think is like super noteworthy. But after that is from...
I've Been Better on Who Needs Pictures, or is it on part two?
I've been better. That's on... I think it's, it might be Who Needs Pictures.
Because that is one of my favorite Paisley songs, so that's, I would say, honorable mention to this list, because it is... It's the classic type of song that I love, where it's... he feels miserable even though things are going good, and so he's like talks about how he like he got since they broke up, he got a new job and he's like out in San Diego on the ocean and everything's great, but he's actually like, well, I've been better. So yeah, I love that one.
In in a couple songs we could definitely talk about that one, because there's a song that's similar to it that's on this list.
But, you're a song.
I know,
baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and kill myself.
All right, cool. anyway, next up is from Part 2, which had just one number one hit, which was I'm Gonna Miss Her, a.k.a. The Fishing Song. Also, Two People Fell in Love, Wrapped Around, and I Wish You'd Stay were all singles from it. But the non-singles you should listen to, first up is Part 2.
Wouldn't be that long till I'd see. In part two, and we'd pick up where we left off when I lost you, and we'd fall in love again and change the way the story ends. We'd bring back.
This is love this song.
Yeah, this is obviously the titular song, but it's just a song. It's really cool about like breaking up. It's just like, yeah, but movies end, but then they bring it back for a sequel. So why can't we be like that? Where it's like, even though we've ended, if it was so successful like we think it was, they'll bring it back for a second time. And so
yeah,
like,
and he's like, there's gonna be something, you know, something clever that, you know, that they'll figure out a way to make it work out again, you know. It's,
yeah,
there's a chance. And nope, sad death.
Yeah, and it's like we said, I can't remember when, what episode, however long ago it was, when you said, you summed it up perfectly, where you're like, a Paisley song, a good Paisley album or song was like a Pixar movie, where it's funny in the right ways, but it's
yes.
also like, it's also like a family friendly type happy song. Like he has that, yeah, it's like a Pixar, he knows how to touch on like the, you know, how to tug at your heartstrings, but he also knows how to make you laugh.
How to do it in a non hokey way, but also not, but also make it very accessible for like all people.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel that Part Two, because it's a very clever way of talking about a breakup where you're comparing it to a movie like franchise type thing, and yeah, it's
yes,
it's
a, for it's sure. A good one. Love this song.
Yeah. Next up from the same album is the song Come On
the
Over.
Whole album.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love this song.
Come On Over Tonight.
Come on over tonight. We'll sit on the swing. Watch the pigs fly by. Flapping their brand new wings. Just sit back and relax. Watch me eat my hat. While the oak trees sprout dollar bills. And I look you in the eye. Say the words I swore I'd never say in my whole life. So come on over tonight.
Yes.
But, I love it where it's one of those where it's like you're the cowboy rambler type guy who would never think he'd ever say the words I love you to someone. Like that would never happen. But then he meets the person and he's just like, come on over, I'll get struck by lightning twice. We're gonna watch the pigs fly and all that. Like it's just this
the things, all the cliche words that you would say, like, you know, like when
that'll
pigs fly,
happen.
When hell freezes over, all that shit. You know, because I love the very first line of that chorus is just like, come on over tonight and watch me eat my hat. It's just like that's funny.
yeah. It's a fantastic song. This was always one of my favorites when I first started listening to country music, because it's the very simple kind of like acoustic background that's to it. I mean, obviously there's other instruments, but I always like the instrumental sound of this one.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, next up is... God damn it. There we go. Is actually from Mud on the Tires, moving on to his third album, which had one number one hit, which was Mud on the Tires. It also had Whiskey Lullaby, Little Moments, and Celebrity, which were all obviously...
Yeah.
Even though somehow Whiskey Lullaby went 2x platinum, but peaked at 3. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's nonsense, because Whiskey Lullaby is a just straight-up stone-cold, like, masterpiece of a song. So anyone who doesn't think that it's incredible, you can go fuck yourself.
Exactly. But the next one is the first song that we have on here that wasn't written by him. It was written by Jerry Salley and Chris Stapleton, actually.
Stapleton's never written anything good, so I'm sure this song sucks.
Exactly. It's The Best Thing I Had Going.
My good friends come around to hang out now and then, and they joke, man, you sure got it hard with this house on the hill and a white picket fence, and the grass sure is green in the yard. But what good is all that knowing? The best thing
This is the one that I was going to say, like, it's kind of like I've Been Better, because it's the song about a guy who gets a good job, he gets a good house, he gets all this stuff, he's working hard for his wife, but then he realizes that what he was working for left him. So, like, he put all his time into working for the girl, but the girl ended up leaving him anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he spent
a lot
of time.
Yeah, I would say, you know, part of the other reason why I've Been Better always sticks in my brain is because of my unabashed love for Jimmy Buffett style music. And I've Been Better's got a little bit of a Beachy Island thing going on.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
does.
Yep, that's my shit. Yeah. Which is, you know what's hilarious? Not to go on a complete random side tangent. I love beach music. I hate beaches.
And you hate bitches, Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah, I ain't bitching with bitches, no bitch. Bitch.
No, it was funny. We were talking
about... But seriously,
about,
I hate beaches. Sand sucks. Man, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, I remember when we... I was talking to Megan at some point about how we would go out on Jake's boat and, you know, sit on the beach and drink and whatnot, and she's just like, yeah, but I hate the beach. I'm like, yeah, so do I, but I like being in the sun and drinking beer, so
yes,
I enjoy that part of it. But, yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm not a beach person. I don't like sand up my crack.
Yeah, it's just the most uncomfortable thing. It's fucking everywhere. Not my thing. I like to listen to songs about beaches while I am firmly planted here in the middle of landlocked Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, next up is another song written by Paisley, back to one by him. It's The Cigar Song.
Well, I'm a sucker for fine Cuban cigars. The problem is I can't afford them. But last year I went and got myself a whole box, and just to be safe, I insured them. I took out a policy against fire and theft, and then I hurried on home. And with a 50-cent lighter, I sat on my back steps and I smoked them one by one.
I absolutely love this song too. It's clever. It sounds good. It's a bit of a jam, but it's one of those classic storytelling country songs, like those kind of songs. Everybody loves, like, if you love country music, you love a good storytelling song, and this one's great.
And this is one where it's not like this super serious story, so it's like a really funny story that he wrote, where it's a guy who buys a big thing of Cuban cigars, but then he you know, he smokes them all, and he's like, well, I want more, but I don't want to buy them. So he, you know, he insured them. So he's like, they went up in flames. They got destroyed in a fire. So he, so insurance covers it for another one, and he does it again. But then later a cop shows up and it's like, well, now you're being arrested for arson. It's just like,
yeah, it's just for, he's like for 24 separate counts of arson or 48 yeah. separate counts of arson.
Yeah. Even though I was thinking about that, I was like, how could the company sue him for arson? Wouldn't he just get arrested for arson? Cause it's his property.
He wouldn't get arrested for arson. He would get arrested for insurance fraud.
That's true. Yeah. Think of your lyrics
but
better,
that's,
Paisley.
Yeah, but that's that makes this, it makes the song so much less funny and fun.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, and then I got arrested for insurance fraud.
Yeah.
End of song.
And it's just like this really serious story, like a, you know, learn your lesson, kids type song. But yeah, no, yeah, it's a really fun song. I love it for that. Next up is, I think it's from the, yeah, it's from the same album. It's a song written by Hank Cochran, Dean Dillon, and Vern Gosden. It was also a single by Vern Gosden. I didn't know that, so he covered it. Is It Raining at Your House?
Does it thunder?
But I just...
As Brad Paisley also said, me neither.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know this wasn't a single by Vern Gosden. I figured, because Paisley writes a lot of his songs, so it was when I was looking at them later that I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was a single. Because I only know Chiseled in Stone by Vern Gosden. I don't know him that well.
What about Set 'Em Up Joe?
Oh, duh, obviously. I just heard so many covers of that song that I forget it's even his.
Like, yeah, it's also true.
But yeah, he, so it's a cover of that, but I love the song cause it's like this song of obviously post breakup. You're like, it's pouring over at my house. It's, you know, going to shit. So he's like, is it raining at your house too? Or are you just kind of done with me type thing?
Yeah.
And I just really love it.
Yeah. The use of the raining imagery, you know, which is always nice.
Yeah. Moving on to his next album is Time Well Wasted, which had three number one hits on it, where it's Where and I Get Where I'm Going, The World, She's Everything. It also had the single Alcohol, which peaked at number four. So obviously this was a big hits album.
Yeah, damn.
But yeah, so the first song off of this one I wanted to talk about was Out in the Parking Lot.
You can hear the band playing right through the walls. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Yeah, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks as they come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Seems like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot.
This song is actually written by Guy Clark and released by Guy Clark. It was on one of his albums shortly before this one came out. And it was also written by Daryl Scott. I don't know if I said that. But I just love this one because not only is it Paisley, it's Alan Jackson on top of it, and
yeah.
can't really go wrong with that combo. I mean, I'm not gonna, you know, put down Guy Clark, but this is the version that I love of this song.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. That, you know, mid 2000s, 2010s era country, just perfect with Paisley and Alan Jackson. They do a really good job with it. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's just. The song itself is that story about, like, what happens out in, like, the you know, parking lot of a bar. It's just like people are out there fighting. The drummer's trying to leave, but the girlfriend's, you know, tugging on his sleeve. And these two guys were fighting, but then they threw up. And like, it's just like this just funny story. And it's like you can hear the band from the parking lot, so you don't actually have to go inside and all that. It's just a really cool, like good, yeah, good country kind of set the scene type song. And yeah, I love it. Another song off this album that I love is Love Is Never Ending.
When the lights have all gone down, it'll still be hanging around. Even when you think it's lost, it can still be found. When every memory has been made, and the pages start to fade, and every prayer you ever prayed is heaven bound. When you think the ride is over, you're back at the beginning. Love is never ending.
This is another one that actually wasn't written by him. It was written by John Goodwin and Bobby Terry, but I love it. We might have had it on the Country Love Song episode. I'm not 100% sure, but the song itself is just like, it's kind of like the, you know, George Strait, what the fuck's the song?
Forever and Ever, Amen.
Well, it's that, but the George Strait one, I can't think of it, where he speaks grammatically incorrectly. Why can't I think of what that song's called?
It just comes natural?
Just comes natural, yeah. So it's like the sun shines, clouds rain type thing, where it's like that, but it's all this happens, but love is never ending. Like, things come and go, but love is never ending. And it's just a really good love song, and I like it. Finally, with the final album that we're doing of this one is from his 2007 album Fifth Gear, which actually every single from this album went number one, including Ticks, Online, Letter to Me, I'm Still a Guy, and Waiting on a Woman, which are all fantastic fucking songs. And if you know me, you know that my favorite song of all time is Letter to Me. I love that song with a passion. It is a fantastic, fantastic song. So obviously I couldn't put that on the list because it is a single. But what I can put on the album, or the list, or whatever, is the first track off the album.
You can put it on the album?
Yes. I have the power to change his 12-year-old album. but the first song...
By adding
like
a song
this...
to it that is already on it.
Exactly. The first track off the album is All I Wanted Was a Car.
My buddy Blake was all state with dreams of the NFL. Jenny McClain had big brains. She got a scholarship to Yale. And there was Herschel, put it to commercials, and he was gonna be a movie star. But all I wanted was a car. Time job making chicken kebabs.
I just love this one because it's like my friends are all working towards these goals, but all I wanted was a car. I was working all these jobs. I was doing everything to save up for the car, and that's all I wanted in life was to get a car.
Yeah, it's a great, you know, it's a great super relatable idea for like any teenage dude. I would assume girls also like cars and would want one in high school. But the over just obsessiveness with like all you want, like all you'd work your ass off just to have a car, even if even if the car's not going to be that great or anything.
It's going to be some crappy like $600 car. Like,
all you want is a fucking car because it equals freedom. That's the deal.
Yeah,
car
exactly.
Equals freedom equals awesome. And I do love it.
Yeah,
and it's a good song. I like it for sure.
Well, I also love it because then it sums up in the end where it's just like, looking out in the driveway now, I got a minivan and a sedan, but I picked up your mom in that car. Like, it was such a...
Yeah, where he makes it all come full circle, because Paisley does a lot of that that's really well done, where he's like, starts out with the car, and then it ends up being that he uses the car to find the girl that he ends up marrying, and then when he looks back on it, he's like, all I wanted was a car, look at how great my life is. It's like, fuck you, man, we can't all be happy.
Yeah, we can't all be a multi-millionaire guitar player. But
he is so good at guitar.
Oh my god, it's unbelievable. Yeah, so good. Next up, moving on to another song off this album is Some Mistakes.
It could have been the moonlight, could have been the wine, but the way that we were acting, hell, it could have been moonshine. And oh, where do we go from here? I don't know, but maybe one thing's clear.
Some mistakes are worth making more than once. Like, sometimes I can't remember if this is a card where, yeah, this is the one where he talks about, I always fly down that road, but it's a speed trap, and twice I've gotten caught on it, but like, it's so much fun that I do it again. And so it's the same thing of like, hey, you girl, me, let's do this, because hey, it's a mistake, but hey, it's a fun mistake. So
exactly, it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, and like, looking at these, I mean, obviously we do a lot of the sad, depressing songs that he does, especially in the later albums, which we'll do in the next episode. But he has so many just awesome, upbeat, great storytelling songs, and that's what I've always loved about Paisley, is that. And I mean, we'll get to it when we do the later albums, but I feel like he's kind of lost that in recent albums. Like, he just doesn't have that same feeling.
It's a, it's almost like, to me, that some of his newer songs where he's attempted to recreate some of the magic from the old albums, it seems like he's trying way too hard, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the perfect analogy is, like, he seems like he goes on these fucking Nationwide commercials and thinks that's, like, funny and, like, super relatable. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh, Brad, you're so funny. But in reality, we're like, dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it's a bummer because, like, if you know me, I have fucking a forearm tattoo of, like, the actual physical Paisley, like, the design, and it's...
Which was named after Brad Paisley.
Exactly. And it's because, without Paisley, I would have never picked up a guitar to play. Like, the first time, it was hearing Whiskey Lullaby and Letter to Me, which were two songs that really got me to want to play guitar. And so, stuff like that. Like, I love Paisley for that. But, yeah, even though I'm a huge fan, I love his first, you know, 5-6 albums. It's just, in recent years, it's just like, I forget sometimes that some of these songs are out. Like, it's just like, not a great album. But,
and how do you feel knowing that you have commemorated forever the guy who gave us Accidental Racist?
Hey. Spoilers, that's on the next episode.
Deep Cuts, the best song, Accidental Racist.
Part 3, Accidental Racist. It's just an hour of us talking about that.
Yeah, let's just do an entire episode about how great Accidental Racist is, and how, in fact, he actually did fix racism by himself.
That is true.
With LL Cool J.
Cool J stuff. But anyway, the last song from Fifth Gear that I love that I wanted to talk about was With You, Without You.
And I know you want me to move on, start living a new life, start writing a new song. But don't worry, I ain't gonna ask you. Come back and love me. Maybe you don't have to, 'cause I can be in love with you without you.
This is obviously one of the biggest heartbreak songs of his that I love. It's just the whole thing of, like, I don't need you in my life to love you. I can love you even if you're not here. Like, you're telling me to move on, write a new song and all this, but I can love you I can be in love with you without you. Like, and it's just like this, like, she's moved on, but it's like, I refuse to. I don't need you in my life for me to be still in love with you.
Yeah, the presence, the physical presence doesn't change, you know, or lack of presence, I guess, doesn't change how he feels, which is, nice.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. But yeah, so that's, I think, 11 songs from his first few albums that I wanted to talk about. We'll do his later albums either next week or in a few weeks or whenever. We'll figure it out. I don't know. But
something like that.
But yeah.
But yeah, so, no, this is a solid, doing this, especially beginning to break it up a little bit, that's nice to be able to, you know, talk about the older ones. Because that, you know, really, as much shit as I give Brad Paisley about his later stuff, I really forget how great his older albums are. Like,
oh, yeah.
I really think that his first several albums, almost all the way through, I would say probably through Fifth Gear, are either mostly or entirely great. You know?
Yeah.
Like the albums are just, they're top notch. His guitar playing ability is obviously incredible, and he shows it off in a great way on every album. And he was just stone cold country at the beginning. And so it's it's a little disappointing that he has strayed away, but at the same time, he's given us such a huge volume of good songs. You can't totally hate on him. It's like, okay, I mean, he's recorded so much music that is good that he could just try to keep doing that, but then you'd probably shit on him for being repetitive. So I don't totally blame him for wanting to shake it up, except for the fact that some of the things that he's done to shake it up are bad.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so we'll get to his later albums, obviously, later. But moving on to the number one country song of this week, but not from this year, because this year's terrible. We're going back to the year before I was born, 2 years before Kevin was born, to the year 1990, where for 4 weeks, from September 8th to September 29th, Alabama had the number one song, Jukebox in My Mind.
In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories. One by one they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind.
They had the number one song called Did You Know That We Saw Alabama at the Kane County Fair for $5.
So if anyone's a new listener, we've told this story many times, but there was one
every
time when... Yeah, pretty much. Every time Alabama's brought up. But at one point, our dads were talking about like how Alabama went from being, you know, Adam, we were probably talking about some artist who got huge or something. And like, well, we saw Alabama at the Kane County Fair for $5, and then like 2 years later, they were CMA, you know, Entertainers of the Year or whatever. And so that was like their proud moment of like, yeah, we saw a band before they got huge. But then every single time you bring up Alabama, they would go, "Did you know we saw them for $5 at the Kane County Fair?" And we're like, "Yes, we know you saw them."
Yes, I am aware. You want to know why I'm aware? This is because you've told me many times. Oh, it's, man. It's still great. I'm jealous. I wish I could see him for $5 at the Kane County Fair, but...
Like how I saw Sturgill Simpson for $5 at Ribco.
You shut your fucking face.
It also reminds me of when we went golfing with my dad not that long ago, and he was telling you like how every single time you get to some hole, your dad will be like, "Yeah, so whatever, got a hole in one on this hole." Like every single time you get to that hole.
Yeah, I think it's Ronnie that did it. So he's like, "Yeah, you know, Ronnie got a hole in one on this one." I was like, "Yeah." Literally, and the thing that's funny about that story too is the fact that I know my dad will be listening to this later. Hi, Dad. But also that he plays the same golf course every Tuesday night, so it's the same golf course every Tuesday. Yeah. So I was like,
my dad plays with him every few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, did you know? It's like, yeah, because it's the same golf course. We don't shake the golf course up. It's not like the people are getting hole in ones all over the place.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know if it's a hole in one or whatever it was. Was it a hole in one? I don't know.
I don't know.
The fact remains, repetitive story.
Yeah, it was either a hole one or an eagle. I don't fucking know. It was probably a par three, so you can't get an eagle there. That'd be a hole in one. Never mind.
They are the one and the same.
Anyway, I forgot to look up what albums came out last week. I'll have to double down next week of what came out. But what did come out was Cody Jinks released a couple albums because I don't know if we did. We talk about how he's having two albums coming out. How he has two albums coming out.
That news only came out last week, right? I think.
Yeah.
So if we didn't talk about it,
did or not?
Yeah, if we didn't talk about on last week's pod, I apologize profusely. But yeah, so Cody Jinx surprised everybody because he had an album called After the Fire that was announced a little, like he had always had that in like late this year an album was coming out. We've known that for a while. And then as the, you know, the year progressed, it was, you know, announced that it was going to be called After the Fire. And then he goes and he releases a single called Same Kind of Crazy as Me. And the album art for that single are like just like these wolf eyes, like hand-drawn wolf eyes. It doesn't really match with the After the Fire album art or anything like that. And he releases the track listing for After the Fire and is not on there. So we're like, okay. What the shit is going on? Because he released the cover of Wish You Were Here, so it's like, okay, he releases one-off singles. So what's the deal? But then a couple days after that single came out, bam, on his website, he's got available for pre-order, not one, but two albums. So he's got one called, fuck, why can't I remember what the, I think it's called The Wanting. I think it's called The Wanting.
Probably.
Or just Wanting. Something like that. But it's got a really cool hand-drawn, like, double wolf thing where there's a white wolf and then an angry black wolf, but it's all meshed together in one. So it's all neat and shit. And both albums are full-length albums. I want to say that one of them's 10 and the other one's 12 songs or 11 songs, but it's, you know, two full albums. But then, even more so awesomeness, he releases over the weekend a couple other songs. One of them is on Spotify. It's called Think Like You Think, which was originally on his collector's album, album that's not even like in print or available digitally. You can find some of it or all of it on YouTube. So that's now on Spotify, and I would assume Apple Music. And then he also released a song called William and Wanda, which is a really sweet song that he wrote with his wife about his grandparents. And that's just on YouTube right now, or at least as of the last time I checked.
Because
I'm going to be completely honest, the songs that he's released so far make me feel very much like the less wise Cody Jinx. And that is really exciting for me because, I mean, Adobe Sessions is a fucking masterpiece, but I think Less Wise is also a masterpiece. And the way that he wrote songs back then, I just really, really dug. That's kind of the reason I got into him, outside of the fact that I heard David and then I was like, this guy's incredible. So it's very exciting. I don't know if you can tell by the bit I just ranted, but I'm very excited.
Going back to way back, I was thinking also because Kip Moore released singles that weren't on albums, and so did Wade Bowen with songs about trucks. It was never on an album. So that's what I was thinking with that song. I was like, oh, maybe it's just a single he's thrown out before his thing.
But exactly.
Nope, we get two albums, which is
fantastic. It's craziness. It's the coolest. It's the fucking coolest thing because I've been obviously anticipating this album release, you know, in October, and then all of a sudden it's just like Christmas in September. He's like, "Yeah, you want an album? Well, here's two." I'm like, "Yes, please, thank you."
Oh, I thought they're on October. Or you mean that the announcement?
Like I found out about it in September.
Oh yeah. It is September. I don't have anything else without last week. You'll hear about them when we do the Best of September episode. What else you been listening to other than obviously Cody Jinx songs?
To be honest, I think what I've listened to the most since it's been released is probably the Jason Hawk Harris album. It's still incredible. It's incredible. I don't know what else to say about it other than if you haven't listened to it, check it out immediately. I listened through the Highwoman album. It was very good. But I've also not had a whole lot of time, so I was texting you earlier. I'm like, since I don't have all the time in the world, I just kind of roll through the hits of when I want to listen to music. So I have been listening to just an ass load of Cody Jinx and his new singles because I'm just obsessed.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm not listening to, I mean, I've been listening to podcasts. What album did I was listening to one album a bunch recently. What the fuck was it? Let's see. I was listening, I talked about it last week, but that, Isle DeLang album, I've been obsessed with recently. I love it. I wanted to move on to the people shouting out to us. I haven't done that in a while. We had one comment on our album or our article of two impossible to hear Cody Jinx albums, even though one is re-released. It just says, how could I purchase these albums, which I haven't replied to because I don't know how, because I don't think you can. But there's a long-ish email that I wanted to read out quickly because it was I was smiling ear to ear. I don't know if you saw that Facebook comment I made about people reaching out and how awesome it is. Because generally,
I have not been on the Facebook in a while, so I do not know. So this is exciting. I'm gonna find out.
But I didn't post it on it. I just said how I was super. I'll never get used to the fact that people actually want to listen to our dumbasses.
I am still amazed.
Yeah, but like in a genuine, sincere thing, thank you to people who do reach out. It's awesome. But the subject is shout out from Mallorca. See if you can guess where that is. Spoiler, I Googled it. It's in Spain.
Shit.
But, yeah. So, hey guys, wanted to drop a quick note with a bunch of compliments and two suggestions that you'll probably love. First up, compliments. One, you're the most entertaining podcast I've ever come across. So thank you for loving Coulter Wall because he brought me to you. I don't care how knowledgeable you are or not, but I find your opinions totally up my alley, and definitely have discovered some hidden gems because of you, which, this is me speaking, not the letter. That's all we've ever wanted to do, is introduce people to artists. That's literally why we started this podcast.
Absolutely. Just a fucking beautiful thing.
Yeah. Three, each episode makes me want to hang out with you over six packs, so thank you for brightening up my day every time I listen to you. It's not often I laugh out loud listening to podcasts, so keep being unpretentiously hilarious. Thank you. I don't think we're that funny, but thank you.
I will be pretentiously hilarious from here on out.
Yeah, exactly. Four, if you ever want to come over to Mallorca, let me know. We can record an episode over here and have a bunch of good draft beer and delicious tapas. If we had the budget of traveling to Spain to record an
episode,
we
would be 100%. So awesome.
we'll record it while running from the bulls. Is that Spain?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I do not know.
suggestions. One, I'd like to hear you talk about Ryan Adams and his Whiskey Town days, regardless of what you may think of him. You may have mentioned him, but I haven't gotten through all your episodes. Almost there, though. We have briefly talked about Ryan Adams, but not...
Yeah, apparently he's like a really bad human, though. apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard his music. I don't know anything about the guy.
The song 17 Days is incredible. Let's be real.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I don't know too much about
17
him,
days, 18 days. 19? 21?
Fuck. 69 days.
For some reason, I can hear the chorus in my head, but for some reason I can just...
Put any number
16. It's 16, isn't it? Fuck, I don't know. Damn it!
I'm losing my mind.
I'm looking this up while you keep talking, and then I'm going to randomly shout it out so that I can completely ruin even more of the podcast.
But then she says, two, the genius that is Ian No...
16 days.
16 days, nice. The genius that is Ian No surely deserves his own episode soon. I mean, even though he's only got one album out, he is stellar. Definitely my top three with Coulter and Ryan Adams. Yes, we will definitely do an episode about that album because it is phenomenal. Actually, that came on today. And I was listening to a lot of it. It's so good.
It's absolutely tremendous. And I think we've got it set up now to have the format of individual album episodes, obviously doing the vinyls thing. And that would be a great one because, I remember when I first listened through that, the feeling that I had the first time I listened through that album was the same feeling I had, like, when I listened to the first, when I listened to Purgatory the first time. It's just like, this shit is great.
Yeah. It's a phenomenal... Yeah, if you've been listening for a long time, then you'll know that we've changed up the format a lot, because it used to be that we'd just focus on an artist for an episode, but then realized that's not really sustainable, so that's when we moved to, like, now we do deep cuts, we do legends, we do individual albums, we do just top lists of various, subjects, and so I feel like the podcast has evolved, and I enjoy... Obviously, we love doing it, because we do it every fucking week, but...
Adapt, improvise, overcome.
Yeah, and I love that people actually enjoy it, which is always blows my mind. But then, anyways, wish you guys all the best. Hope you never get tired of podcasting. Love, Deanna.
That's awesome. I appreciate the shit
so
out
much
of that.
For reaching out. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, wow.
It, it makes my day when people, even when it's as simple as someone tweeting on like, oh guys, you introduced me to this song, I love it. I'm like, that's fucking amazing that we had even the slightest bit of influence on anyone in their music choice. Like,
yes,
it's literally the reason why we started the podcast, is because we started it, and we've said this before, but we started it because we wanted to introduce our friends to artists, because we're always the ones at the party when some crappy country song comes on. It's like, no, listen to this, 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 or this. And then so
yes,
people wanted suggestions, so we're like, fuck it, let's just talk for an hour every week about this is what you should be listening to. And
absolutely.
And our ironically, our friends don't really listen, but we've gotten listeners who have. it's amazing. And thank you to anyone who reaches out. We love everyone.
Seriously, thank you.
Who listens.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for reaching out. Even if you haven't reached out, but you're listening, you're great. I love you. Thank you for listening to our nonsense. And I do hope anyone who has listened has, you know, found one artist that they didn't know of before or that they now, you know, really like. And then that helps the artist, and everything's just, the world gets a little bit better.
Yeah, and like we've said many times, is even if we can get an artist one new fan, that's all we want. One new fan of, like, I know people have reached out saying they've listened to Jamie Lynn Wilson because of us. Obviously, we've gotten people into, you know, Mike and the Moon Pies, Charlie Marie, I'm trying to think of, there's a bunch of artists people have reached out like, holy shit, you introduced me to these people, and it's awesome. That's all we want to do. So yeah, thank you to anyone who does that. It really, it genuinely makes my day when I get emails like that. Like, it's unbelievable.
Y'all are the best, really.
Yeah. Yeah. We're obviously not fucking Joe Rogan or anything, but we went from 10 plays like a week to now where we do hundreds a day. Like, it's insane how many people actually listen to this and tolerate our stupidity. So but yeah.
What's wrong with you? No.
And that question will sum up this podcast. You can find us at countryhodgepodge.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge. We're also on Instagram at Unbearable Pod if you want to listen to our football podcast. Obviously that's a smaller market, but we just love talking football, so that's what we do. You can find us on Spotify, Hodge Podcast Picks. We upload all the songs we talk about each week. Then you get Kevin's Picks of the Week, where he uploads 10 songs you should be listening to. You can find that on the website. He can actually tweet it out now that he's the tweeter.
And I did. I updated it last weekend.
There you go.
I demand applause.
If you want to go to just Spotify and search username Donkey Factory, one word, that's how you can find
it. What a name.
Also, the playlist This Month in Country, where we upload each album that comes out in that month, and then we talk about it on a podcast, and then it all gets uploaded to the playlist 2019 in Country. So you can listen to that and listen to every album that's come out this year. You can find our dumb shirts on a link through the site, or if you go to TeePublic, got, you know, all the greats. My personal favorite is probably God Bless American Aquarium. I love that that shirt. That was one of my favorite designs I've done. I know I've sold a few of them, so thank you to people who buy them. Obviously, fuck Nashville. White Claw Country is still alive somehow. But yeah, so we got that. Kevin's on Twitter at CHP_church. He's also running the Country Hodgepodge one, so harass him.
Yeet.
But please, God damn it. Please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. We're also on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. I don't know what we're on. We're on a bunch of shit. But yeah, but that's it for this week. So next week, we're going to be talking about Sam Hunt, so get ready for that. But until next week, I'm Steve Hodge, as always, joined by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good show.
Love y'all.